Hey sluts, I'm Aubrey, an Aquarius sun, Scorpio moon, Taurus rising.
And I'm Danny, a Sag sun, Leo moon, Libra rising.
And we're your astro sluts. Here to wish you a Merry Christmas. We're doing a couple of Christmas bonus Christmas quickies, and yeah, it should be cute. We have little holiday decor if you're joining us for our video podcast, so hope you're enjoying that. We thought we would do like the signs' favorite Christmas movies.
Yeah,
just as a little silly and fun thing. We have another like movie night episode that is a fan favorite.
Yeah,
so
Bring it back.
We love a movie here.
We love movies. And I'm a huge slut for a Christmas movie.
You are a huge slut for a Christmas movie.
I've watched every single one on Netflix. I've watched every single one off of Netflix. Yeah. Huge Christmas movie person.
I learned in prepping for this that I am not. I was like, what? I was Googling.
Mm-hmm. I did this in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I was like,
hilarious.
And I have so many that I was like, pick one. Just pick one.
I know. I'm like,
I was like, all three of these. Like, okay, no, stick to one.
We'll have to see if we'll have to see if we have any.
I know. I'm interested.
I think we do. I see one already.
Crossover.
I can't help. Yeah, but I think it's okay because we obviously have justification.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm excited.
Let's dive in.
Let's get into it.
First up with Aries, I've said Die Hard.
That's good.
They want to fight about whether or not it's a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I was earlier when I was prepping for this, I was like, babe, have you seen Die Hard? Is it violent? And they were like, oh, I don't know. Like, let's watch the trailer. We pull it up. I'm like, okay, I think it's only violent.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's fair. That's good.
But it's giving.
Yeah, it is giving. My dad is a Taurus, but I was doing this and he kept going, The Ref for Taurus, which The Ref is not a Taurus movie at all. It's an Aries movie.
Yeah.
But he just wanted it to be that because that's his favorite Christmas movie. But The Ref is also, have you ever seen that movie?
No, I don't even know what that is.
We watch it every Christmas Eve. It's like, it's really, really funny. And it's also like really, there's like fire and fighting. And
okay. It's
so funny though. It's like someone breaks into their house and like is holding them captive, but their family is coming over for Christmas Eve dinner.
Oh.
And so they pretend he's like the couple's therapist. And it's just like, it's like the stupidest, silliest movie. But
yes. That's
another one where it's just like angry.
Yeah.
And at Christmas time. And people are like, that's not a Christmas movie. It's like, well, it is.
It is. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Okay. So my Taurus movie, I have The Holiday. It's one of my favorites. I mean, the whole thing revolves around like a home and a house swap.
Mm-hmm.
Is my reasoning. It's like two workaholic ladies who are heartbroken. Taurus obviously loves to work. They're earth signs. And just like especially like the English little cottage that she's in. It's like the coziest, cutest house. That bathtub that's like so short but deep. It's giving cozy. It's giving Taurus. It's really warm and fuzzy. It's a little like, it's like a very long-winded movie and like not a lot happens, but just like good vibes.
I love
warmth.
That. No, that sounds like
Taurus.
For Gemini, I have The Princess Switch.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just watched for the first time today.
So good.
It's just like dream double life.
Yeah.
Like you meet your doppelganger and then you get to like do it all. You are the princess and the cake
the
baker.
Pumper.
Yeah. Literally, it just is. It's just it
no.
Just
that's
is
a
Gemini.
Good one.
Yeah,
that's a great one. Vanessa Hudgens in her string of Christmas movies.
Right, the trilogy.
I've got a Vanessa Hudgens Christmas movie in here myself later.
Wonderful. Can't wait.
Cancer. I have Elf. It's giving big parental trauma, and obviously he's just like an adult, but is like so like it's just all childlike wonder. It's all inner child. He's crafting and he eats syrups and sugars and treats all day. It's like a little sad too. Like I always kind of feel bad for him a lot, but it's also like really sweet and special. And that's my take on Elf.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Leo.
Mm-hmm.
falling for Christmas.
Yes. Yes.
A new classic.
A new classic.
It's so good.
It's so good.
We're obviously both very big Lindsay Lohan fans.
Absolutely.
But the movie exceeded my expectations. Yeah. I really teared up when the
so
phone was going off the hook at the end. I was like, no, they're sold out.
I know. No, it's so sweet.
Yeah.
I obviously like had been waiting for like months for this movie to come out because of course love Lindsay Lohan, love Christmas movies. And there was like a review in like one of the papers. My parents told me about it and it was like, I wish I had amnesia after watching this movie. And I was like, okay, negative. And then I watched it and I was like, no, it was really, really good.
Yeah.
So cute. My parents watched it and both liked it.
Yeah.
No, that was mean. There's no reason to be mean to the Lindsay Lohan movie.
Like, all Christmas movies are terrible. Like,
literally,
you know.
That's the whole point.
That's the whole point.
That's the point. So, yeah.
So, there's that. But Lindsay Lohan's character is just such a Leo. Like, everyone's doing everything for her. She's an entourage. She's the main character. We're serving looks.
Yeah.
It just, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's perfect.
Yeah. Big and bold. Mm-hmm. And beautiful.
Absolutely. For Virgo, I have Love Actually. And my reasoning is because to me, as the cards say, to me, you're perfect. I think it's like the perfect Christmas movie.
Okay.
It's newer. It's not. It's not like an old, like a classic Christmas movie, but it's not like just like a Netflix Christmas movie. It's like perfectly in the middle. It's got like every kind of storyline. There's the cheating husband. There's the workaholic prime minister. There's like, there's so many different stories. There's the weird guys who like go to America. Like there's some things that everyone can relate to in it. And everything is just about love. And it's just like, it's so good. This sweet little boy. Like, I just think it's like the perfect, you get like everything you want from a Christmas movie.
That's wonderful.
Wrapped into one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like a Virgo.
Exactly.
Everything you could want in a
person. Every, what else do you need? What else could you ask for?
I love that.
Thank you.
For Libra, the Barbie Nutcracker.
Oh my God, of course.
Classic, foundational. Mm-hmm. Just really adorable.
Yeah.
Sweet.
What's not to like?
Right? The little archways during the waltz of the flowers.
Yeah.
And they get to fly around on those little benches. Is big Libra for me.
It is. No, I think that's perfect.
Yeah.
And it's Barbie.
Yeah. Our Barbie of the Zodiac.
Mm-hmm. Scorpio, I have the Christmas Carol. I think this is the worst Christmas.
Fair?
I just like don't like these movies. I've never liked like any adaptation of it.
Like the stage musical.
Right. Like any way you put it. I just like the story's not for me. But I think what I don't like about it is it's like, I keep saying holly jolly, like that's my word of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like not holly jolly.
No.
Like it just like brings down. It's like we're bringing an element that we didn't ask for at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
And not in a bad way, but Scorpios love to just like
be
do
negative.
That.
Yeah. We're in.
You're like, okay, well, nobody asked for that. Thank you. You know, like they just don't want to be holly jolly.
It's
and
a
that's
little
okay.
Eeyore. Yeah.
That's for them. But that kind of like the ghost of Christmas past and present and future, I didn't ask for that in my holly jolly season.
No, that's fair.
But I think a Scorpio would be like, that's my favorite movie.
For Sag, I said Elf.
I figured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
because
I know you love that.
I love
it's
Elf.
It's just like causing chaos.
Mm-hmm.
It's mayhem. So I do think it's like Sag's like wet dream to be able to just like act like that.
Yeah.
And it be like socially
fine.
Acceptable.
Totally.
Or just even like to just act like that for some giggles.
Yeah. No, that's so fair.
Very like inner child.
I love.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It is. It's like I obviously love Elf. But I think we, yeah, either angle
no, they're
you
both
look
correct.
At it, they are both correct. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Capricorn, Christmas in Connecticut, one of my favorite movies. Do you know this movie?
No.
Okay, it's iconic. It's really old and it's like, so it's about a city girl who's a writer And she writes that she is like a housewife from like the country, and she cooks and for her family and blah, blah, blah. Literally, this is like an unmarried woman who doesn't know how to cook and lives in the city.
I love that.
And then she's supposed to host like a dinner for like a soldier returning from war or something. And like, she literally doesn't know how. Like, she has to, they like find a house. They find her like a fake husband. She has like a butler cooking everything. She's like in an apron, like dirty, like, oh, I cooked it. Like, it's just like so funny, but it's got like this kind of like domestic element to it. It's got this like, you like worked your way up to this level, but like it was all fake that like I think only a Capricorn could master.
Yeah.
It's so funny, but it's honestly like a really good, it's like weirdly like, topical. I feel like there's so many themes of like influencers like faking shit, and it's literally like that, but like old.
That's fun.
It's like black and white, but it's like the same idea.
Yeah,
so it's interesting, but it's actually like a really cute movie. It's a classic in my opinion, but it gives me very much Capricorn, like this,
yeah,
this bad bitch who just worked her way up to this and has like no skill or like knowledge of really what she's doing.
I love that.
But is doing it and obviously like falls in love with that, and it's cute, but yeah, it's very funny. The plot line is like hilarious and like what happened today.
All right. I'll
yeah.
have to look into it.
It's a silly one.
And Aquarius. This may be
I hope
biased.
You're going to say something.
It's the Grinch.
Oh, thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
I was hoping.
No, the Grinch is so like Aquarius loves to be like, I'm so heartless. Like, I don't care about anyone. And then like really like Aquarius just wants to be like celebrated for their differences.
I love the Grinch.
Yeah. Any rendition.
Mm-hmm. The Grinch is my favorite. So good.
Yeah, I would like to watch it soon.
Yeah, me too. I keep asking to watch it and keeps saying like no. And my parents keep being like, why do you ask to watch
do you
Grinch
like the Jim Carrey
day?
One like the live
I think
action
so yeah
yeah with the people
yeah with Taylor Momsen
yes
right is that so. Her name
I don't know I just said yes
with the cute Cindy Lou Who that's in Gossip Girl.
Yes. Oh yeah yeah yeah,
that's her name.
Oh yes,
yeah, that's the one I like.
Cool. Yeah yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree. My dad always hated that.
Really?
Yeah, hated that one. I don't know
which
why.
One do they like? The animated?
Yeah, my dad likes the just cartoon, the OG.
No.
No.
No. The people.
Yeah, I agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Aligned.
And like the wife in that? The yes. mayor's wife?
Yes.
Huge slay. Huge always slay. Was a fan of her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great movie. Pisces, I have The Night Before Christmas.
Oh.
Are you familiar? It's a Netflix Vanessa Hudgens movie as well.
Oh, okay, no, I was thinking Tim Burton. That would also be a good Scorpio too, is what I would have
that
said.
That was my second, but I didn't want to be too obvious.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
But Nightmare Before Christmas for sure.
Yeah.
No, this is The Night. No mare.
Oh, with a K.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually don't know if that's what it's called. I think it is. It's something with a night. And it's Pisces because it's big delusional energy. This night, a night like goes to the future and Vanessa Hudgens like hits him with her car and then feels bad. So then he lives in her guest house and he like literally is like, you know, she turns on the TV like, oh, there's a man in a box. Like it's like that the whole time. Like he doesn't know modernness. Yeah.
Like Enchanted.
Yeah, totally. Okay. It's just like, what is this movie? Mm. I've honestly seen it 8 times. Like, it's kind of good. And yeah, you're just the whole time like, what is this movie? And of course, they like fall in love. It's very romantic. Yeah. But yeah, it's quite delusional and hilarious.
That
so,
is very funny.
Yeah.
Well.
Fantasy.
Well, those are some Christmas movies. Go and watch of this holiday season. Think of your favorite.
Mm-hmm. Let us know what you think about our list.
Yes.
Down to argue about Christmas movies if you would like to.
Get in our comments section.
Yeah, literally.
Start a fight. We'll take the engagement. We'll see you soon. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, sluts. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.